Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
If you listen to this, it's Monday, motherfucker. Welcome to Black Opinions Matter. I'm your host, standing in for Amin and Jerv. I have Jason Madison joining us. This is your host, Black Trey. What's good, y'all? They freed BG, and we ain't talking about Cash Money. We talking about Brittany Griner. She home safe. She hopped on the plane. We had to make a sick-ass trade, but we got it done. They traded Brittany Griner for Victor Bout. If you niggas ain't seen Lord of War with Nicolas Cage, that's who the nigga about. You know, that nigga's an arms dealer. He done sold weapons to everybody in this motherfucking planet. But at the end of the day, our sister is home. You know, niggas is making the most outlandish claims for the past 250 days. Talking about niggas is yelling at the niggas that can't do nothing. Telling them to bring BG home. But I show us the energy. I love the energy. I love black people. Niggas is yelling at their local police officers. Bring BG home. Niggas like, nigga, they can't. Russia don't even know these niggas, bro. But at the end of the day, she's home. She's healthy. Done. They done cut her hair and did all that shit, bro. But fuck that hair. She back at the house. You know what I mean? With her wife. Hopefully she, you know, can get some, find some type of peace. I couldn't imagine being locked up for 200 plus days away. Life-changing situations.
In Russia. You gotta add that part.
Not in Poland, but Russia.
Russia,
not,
bro.
Not in America.
Not even in America, bro. For some hash oil. Like, listen, bro. I was so curious to how that shit was gonna go down, bro. Cause, you know, they were trying to give her 9 for that. And she, you know, she stood tall. She, no pun. She sat, you know what I mean, for 200 plus days. And, you know, I was glad that the administration was able to get her home. Now, people still going to be upset. You know what I mean? Like, it's a, what's bruh name? I don't even want to be disrespectful. But Marine bruh locked up right now. Paul Whelan. Shouts to Paul Whelan. You know what I'm saying? It was, they basically put on the table, look, Brittany Griner, Paul Whelan for Victor Bout. He just looked at the salary cap and was like, relax, right? We not doing it. But Paul Whelan's family, they real niggas. They not niggas, but they real niggas said, you know what? We not mad. We understand. I'm just glad somebody else coming home. I don't think we would have felt the same way, nigga, if they picked Paul Whelan and BG and left BG up in that bitch. So, shout out to his family having grace. I'm praying for your family. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think everybody would be happy for niggas like that. You feel me? If that nigga came home and BG was still locked, niggas would be like, nigga, that's racist. Or da da da. Like, he could have threw that shit up. You feel me? But yeah, man, you know, Paul Whelan, hold your head. It could
have got real fly.
It could have got real kind of. It got real fly. And it already got enough attention, right? It got attention from everything, like WNBA, the NBA, President Biden. Like, they felt like niggas wasn't even doing their job. But it's like, how do you even approach bringing a nigga home with a country that don't really want to fuck with us? First of all, we aiding their allies. I mean, we aiding their enemies. First,
we're low key at war with them niggas, bro. Like low key, like we're aiding them. Like, nigga, the fucking Ukrainians are basically using our shit to get at them. Like, we're sending
nigga.
Billions and billions and billions of dollars to go fuck up Russia. Go ahead.
And you all, and all of a sudden now, niggas is like, all right, hey, I know we did this, but y'all trying to make a trade? That's like making an interconference trade. Like the Lakers and Clippers, like, hey, I know, nigga, we've been beating your ass for a minute, but can we get Bron? Can we get Bron?
Right.
It's like when a superstar tell you, I'm only going to get traded to one place and one place only. And that place is like, oh, all right, well, that's what it is. You got to give up this.
Yeah. And it's like getting Bron and then them offering us like Zubac. Or something, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we not even gonna give you the real shit, you know? Like, cause niggas have been trying to get Whelan home, nigga, for a minute. Apparently he been there since the Trump
administration.
Yeah. So that's
niggas was not getting him to the crib. So he been sitting, bro. So I mean, he a trooper, bro. I hope his mental good. I hope he, you know, when it's time for him to come home, he gonna be straight and they gonna take care of him the right way. But bruh been locked for a minute, you know what I'm saying? And BG, you know, hopefully niggas not trying to throw her into no early interviews early on. She can get her fucking mental right and maybe tap in with us like before the season start. You know what I mean? Honestly, I'll be okay with that, bruh. Like if she even want to hoop. Like if you really want to hoop, because that shit, hoop ain't even important, bruh. When you locked up 200 and some days. Nigga, don't even ask me about my contract. Don't ask me about nothing, nigga. I was more irritated. I seen some young ladies hop in the comments of a couple posts saying, this wouldn't have happened if they would have paid the WNBA players like the NBA players. She don't even make a million. She making $500,000 over a couple seasons, right? That bread wasn't going to change the situation. That bread not going to. They got 12 teams, bro.
But you don't think – you don't think if she got paid what she was getting paid in Russia in the WNBA, she wouldn't have went?
I don't know, because that shit been going on since 19 before us, nigga. So
I'm just saying, I think that's
not, that's I like the way they should set up. It's set up so they can get. I mean, unless they getting LeBron checks,
my nigga. If they said, all right, you know what, we're gonna start paying a million, $1 million. I bet you they'll still try to go get another bag.
For sure.
That's what I'm saying. It don't fix it, nigga. It's optional. It's optional, nigga. It's an unfortunate situation that happened over there. Again, do I agree with their fucking laws? Absolutely not. But it's their fucking laws. And she just happened to be a prisoner of war. They took advantage of that shit. Because she would have been home if we wasn't fucking, you know, helping Ukraine and all that other shit and leaning on that shit. And Big T not in office no more. You feel me? Like, there's a whole lot of shit going on over there in politics shit.
But this is my whole thing about that, Trey, because there's been a lot of arguments, a lot of political arguments. I wish we had one of the woke bros on here to back me up. But you know what I'm saying? Like, with the whole Trump, everybody, when I was in the barbershop, niggas was like, if Trump was in office, she would have been out. It's like, what evidence do you have of that? Like,
niggas
love Trump.
Niggas love Big T because he got them really checks. First of all, under Big T,
niggas was using under Big T. Yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say under Big T, bro, niggas was the richest they ever been in their lives. That's why the hood love them niggas. Niggas was up. Niggas ain't going. Hey, listen, it was niggas that didn't even get fired. Was quitting that shit. Like, fuck it. Like, it's the most checks, most money I ever got in my checks. So I get why niggas, because money is king to certain people.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Everybody need money, but money's king to certain people. And if you can help niggas get money, you could do the dirtiest shit in the world and niggas gonna parade you. And in the hood, niggas was like, Big T, we rolling with Big T. And it's crazy because it's like, you see blacks for Twitter, I mean blacks for Trump, and you like, nigga, who would ever do that shit? But then when you throw that paper in there, niggas is in there like, hey, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying
that money came with a lot of strings attached.
It come with a lot of nigga. It got niggas looking at Ice Cube crazy.
He had niggas up there fucking tap dancing, dog.
Yes, he did.
Niggas really set for the bread, dog. What
that's
you
whatever.
Need?
Yeah, what you need, bro? It's whatever. Niggas tap tap. And so yeah,
what they say, Jerv? What they say, Jerv?
Like niggas is up there.
Hey, yo, dog.
But for real, like niggas was citing, oh, he got ASAP home and he got Kodak and Lil Wayne out of jail. And I'm like, Sweden is way different than Russia, bro. And like on top of that, this nigga Waylon has been in jail the whole time Trump was president. So it's like y'all acting like he has some special connection with Russia or Putin to let niggas slide. It's like he wasn't getting niggas sliding when he was in there. He wasn't worried about niggas, man. So it's like
he's little homie, dog. Niggas gotta understand Putin is big homie. Listen, little homie.
For real.
That's exactly what it is.
But what's crazy is I don't even think bro would even made, like even with the pressure, he probably would have told niggas shut up. Like he wasn't about to be listening and taking none of that shit. He gonna move on his own. He probably would have been sexist. He probably would have been racist. Jokes. You know, like she shouldn't have did it.
Yeah, she shouldn't have did it.
Doing way too much, bro. Niggas, I hate that niggas
fake stats about people that use hash oil and all types of shit and how it's like, yo, come on.
I hate that niggas even love Big T like that, bro. And I only call him Big T because Schoolboy called that nigga that, and that shit is still funny to this day. So I'll just be calling that nigga that for the longest, bro. I will say, bro. When he was president, that shit was funny. It was funny because I couldn't believe the shit that was happening. He legit made life like not real.
And part of that is going to our next point with Elon and Twitter. Niggas want that time back so bad, like where it was like, oh, Trump was on Twitter every day saying some wild shit, being funny, like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, yeah, it was funny, but it was also like pretty serious for other motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
it was terrible for women. It was terrible for all people involved. Minorities, all that shit. But again, black people gonna handle shit differently. We laugh at every nigga. Brittany Griner came home. Niggas had memes on deck. Like it don't matter. We laugh to like keep on going to stay sane in this fucking world. So like. Having Big T on Twitter, niggas send that to the group chat and laugh. Like, look at this nigga. He really doing this. Like, a black man would never be able to get this off. So it's almost comical to a disbelief. I know we got to lock up on this one. But, like, the fact that all this shit is going on. I seen your quote retweet today, Jason. This is Sunday. We're recording this. About Elon saying this, you know, what was it? What did he say?
He said my partner. He said, my pronouns is Fauci should be prosecuted.
This is a nigga that bought Twitter, nigga. This is a nigga who owned Twitter, putting this shit out, talking about the motherfucking doctor, the motherfucking scientist, who makes sure that niggas is safe, bruh. And he talking that, he's spewing that propaganda on his motherfucking platform. Like, my problem with Elon right now, yeah. I fuck with the Tesla cars. They hard. I get it. The next thing he trying to do now is put the microchip in niggas' brains so that niggas can see and do all that shit. I don't know if you've seen that. They've been testing the monkeys. They've been putting the chip in there. So, like, I fuck with his cyber technology and shit that he's trying to advance. What I don't fuck with is him fucking up my favorite app. You know what I'm saying?
Like, bro,
a lot of homies that got fired.
Ruin Twitter.
Listen, you've been using Twitter long enough, bro, to not know how it works. You fucking it up by trying to make it like, nigga, I seen some shit where the nigga trying to make the character limit go up to 4,000.
4,000, bro. If there's anything that's gonna fuck up Twitter, it's that, bro. Like, come on, my nigga. You are fucking the game up, bro. Nobody
well, this is
asking
thing.
For that.
I will say this. I will say this. It won't fuck up. We just gonna complain because we like what we like. Cause niggas is talking about, oh, I'm leaving Twitter. Twitter still been working. I ain't leaving this bitch till it don't leave. I was sad because I'm like, I got some bangers on here. I got some archives. So, like, again, rest in peace of my nigga Hovain. Whenever I get sad, I can go back and read his timeline. Whenever shit going on, it's niggas that you done talked to long time ago. They might have passed on. You can just go back and reflect. That's why I like this app. You made friends off of it. It's been funny shit. It's funny moments. We don't want to let those funny moments go because, again, I don't want to go and actually have to read a blog. I don't want to have to go and have to pay a dollar to read an article and then send it to the group chat to discuss. Twitter gonna give me this little moment and we can have a whole fucking debate, a whole conversation off of fucking 280 characters and be happy.
It's like, bro, it ain't broke. Don't fix it. All of this don't extra shit. Is like completely unnecessary. And it's like, yeah. And the thing that bothers me the most about Elon, again, like from a nigga perspective, because it's like, okay, we get into the whole politics, blah, blah, blah. That's my opinion, whatever. I ain't even gonna press that line. But bro, you're not funny, my nigga. You think you're funny, bro, but you're not a funny guy. Like, and you be trying so hard. Like, don't you? Everybody knows the try hard nigga. You feel me? And you're like the worst rich try hard, like, oh, I'm gonna make this weird, uncomfortable joke for everybody. Like, all these niggas on your nuts trying to act like your shit is hilarious with the fucking, you know what I'm saying, memes and the Doge shit and all that. It's like, cause niggas just want you to run the bag up. But you're not actually like a funny guy, bro. Niggas is just trying to get paid off of whatever you're doing. And like, the fact that you think that you're some like hilarious comedian on Twitter, like, my nigga, stop it. Please, knock it off, bro. So, yeah, that's my note.
Elon, if it's not broke, don't fix it. You fucking it up. And on that note, for Jason Madison, for Big Jerv, for Amin on the DMP, this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. And get well soon, Jay. We love you. We miss you, brother. We'll see you next week.